Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I want to appreciate all of you for coming out this morning. And if you want to win in the year 2021, you must understand the principle of honoring the Lord. And please, don't just hear me. In fact, many times you will see Solomon say, "My son, hearken." The word hearken is not just to hear. Come on now. The word hearken doesn't just mean to hear. It means to grasp in such a way that you cannot fail to heed the counsel of the Lord. There are many crooks who come close to God because of what they want to get. It will not work like that this year. This year is for God lovers. Come on, say amen. This year is for God lovers. Today is not for preaching. And I have refrained myself from giving out prophecies from the year because I really don't think that knowing what will happen in the year is going to change much. Because except a man hearkens to God, except a man pays attention to God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? Now, when you read that, you forget that the first word there is the word king. Seek ye first the king. Seek ye first the king. The word righteousness there speaks of expansion. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its expansion. That means everywhere the name of Jesus is being proclaimed, there must be evidence that there is a believer there. And that's why in ancient times, when you go into a town or a village, one of the ways you know that Christ is there is that you will see a building with a large cross. Huh? Some of our old churches still have it. But we have taken away the crosses. He said the cross is the emblem of Christ's victory over Satan. Every time the devil sees the cross, he remembers where the matter was settled. Every time you see the cross, it points us back to where we were redeemed. And today, I want to share very briefly with you a very simple message. So read John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. as we go into the year 2021, the issue of salvation, the issue of repentance, something we must visit again. There are a lot of people who confuse church attendance for being saved more than ever before. We must go back and tell people that Jesus loves them more than ever before, whether you like it or not. He is coming very soon, and the day he will come will be like a thief in the night. What that means is that most people will not be ready. What that means is that most people will not be prepared. What that means is that there will be foolish virgins, people who stayed up till the latest hour and yet were not ready. So we must bring words of caution to people. When they said that churches should shut down, you thought it was about the church. No, it was about bringing the voice of the church down. Because if the church cannot preach freely, then people cannot hear. You see, the devil is always thinking 10 steps ahead of what everybody is fighting about. So when you see some people fighting and screaming, you think, oh, maybe it's because of they just want to be guarded. No. The moment you give the devil a foothold, it will take off the whole place. This is still God's plan for mankind. Anything you preach, anything you share, anything you are doing must either bring people to the house of God by way of salvation, or it should be establishing people in such a way that they also become useful vessels for the Lord. Was it last Sunday we went out on evangelism? Last Sunday at the stadium. Yeah. And I spent like maybe 30 minutes sharing the gospel with this particular brother. I didn't quote any scripture to him. I only told him how I met Jesus. And when I was done, I asked him a question. I said, what do you have to say about everything I've shared with you? He put his head down and he smiled. And then he pointed to the mosque opposite the stadium. And he said, I am the Alpha in that mosque. And I looked at him and I said, I didn't come to talk to you about religion. My grandmom died a Muslim, an Alaja. The house she built in Lagos Island is still there. I said, I'm talking to you about your soul. I said, I didn't come to look for those who think they are okay. I came for our fast. I said, look everywhere. I said, there are people everywhere. I said, and I came to talk to you. And I said, give me your number. And he pushed his number. I said, I'm going to call you. I said, what's your name? He said, Adam. I said, how can your name be Adam? And you are an Alpha. But something struck him because he was willing to give me his number. So I'm following up on him. Please, let me say something you may not like. WhatsApp evangelism is not going to cut it. Do you want me to lie to you and just... I am telling you, status update is good. Are you hearing me? It's good. Do it. It's your free data, 1 gig, whatever. Do it. is not going to cut it. Because every time you really want to engage with a soul, you will have to enter into the lion's den. So now if I'm praying, I'm saying, Lord Adams, give me this one. There's nothing I can say to him. Somebody who wakes up 5 a.m. when most of you are still sleeping and say, Rosh Allah, he begins to scream. And it is even his own prayer that wakes you up. Because spiritually, we are dead. There is nothing about God that moves us. Everything we lay claim to in scripture was what Jesus did free. There is nothing that we see in God that is as a result of our own sacrifice. Paul said, even though I was least among the saints. He said, but what? He said, I found grace and I labored more than all the former apostles. That means that there is a way I can order my steps before the Lord. Convenient or not convenient. God will be compelled to open the floodgates of grace. Then God says to his angel, that one, nothing must happen to him. Come on now. God says, that one, what? Nothing must happen to him because he's running a kingdom agenda.
Yes.
Do you know why people don't invite people to church? Because they are not even winning souls. If you sweat to get a soul, two souls, you will now realize that on your own, you cannot mature that person. So you need to bring that person into a particular environment so that you can go out and win more souls. Then when you bring a soul to Christ and the usher is trying to sanitize his face and his body, you say, I beg. I know the wahala I did. Don't worry. Brother, I'm come and sit down. Then he sits down behind. I say, no, don't sit down beside. Come and sit down where pastor will be seeing you. Why? Because you knew the labor in prayers. You knew the labor in teaching of the word. You knew the labor for him to, you know, because you can't really force anybody to say, I want to accept Christ. You have to do your part and allow the Holy Spirit to complete the work. A preacher came to Jesus. And after saying so many things, what did Jesus say to him? Say, Nicodemus, accept a man. I know you are speaking phronesis. You're speaking phronesis. And you are speaking sozo. Anakazo. You have all the languages in Greek and Hebrew. Say, but accept. That means outside this law, nothing else will stand. 2021, just the way you have decided to meet your target in the office,
yes.
You must become passionate about the salvation of souls. I don't know if this is what you want to hear on a January 1, but I think it's a good one. Why does God want us to share his word with everybody? Say, because I love them. God so loved the word. For those who don't believe in sowing, the harvest can never be greater than the seed. You see, the reason why you are standing here, there are people in their houses now appreciating God on Facebook. God, I thank you for this new year. I hope you know he didn't see it. God doesn't check Facebook. He doesn't have an account. It may shock you, but many of the things that interest us really do not interest him. There are people that went online this morning and said, God, thank you for a new year on Facebook, but they didn't say it on their knees when they woke up. So why are you deceiving? We like to do things for the show of men.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said it is the God that seeth what you are doing in secret, that does what? He rewards in the open. That means the man that walks with God with evidence is a man of the secret place. 2019. We fasted as a church. 2020, we fasted more. 2019, 10 days. 2020, we fasted 21 days for the month of prayer, and then we fasted 14 days minus the other in-betweens. And the results are there. Come on now. I say results are there. We have people in this place who moved into their house, their own house. We have people who got married. The entire month of November, December was weddings, weddings, weddings. Weddings. We have people who bought cars. The hand of the Lord is not shortened. You don't make God look like he's withholding something because he's wicked. No. He said concerning John, what if I desire that this man should not die till I come? What is it? Will I discuss with you? There are people that God will enter into covenants with this year, and he will not tell their wives. Because he said to Peter, what if I say to you that this John, because you know, is what people do today. Jesus was talking to him and he said, lovest thou me, feed my sheep. Then he was tapping Jesus to say, what about that one? People come to God's presence but being bothered about another person. And Jesus said, we just led you back to Christ. You are still the same distraction that took you away has not left you. Now you have come into 2021 again. You escaped 2020 by mercy. Now you are asking, what about John? So what about him? What if I decide that he will outlive you? Do you know John actually outlived him? So by the time Peter died, thinking he will get to heaven and meet John, the time John is not here. Say he's still walking. He's writing the book of Revelations. I hope you know the book of John. Gospel of John was written after the book of Revelation. So it was a complete... That's why you see the texture of the book of John. The way he referred to him, he had a personal... It had a feel of a personal experience. In the beginning was the Word. He was speaking with authority. The authority of one who has sat with the Word. Evangelism. Your task is not done until the person is saved. Please, don't let anybody deceive you. That simply because you wrote something on Facebook, and it's good to, I write things on Facebook. I want to people, don't be, you see, when I say these things, don't make a mistake of thinking I'm saying don't do. What I'm saying is, don't be swept off with the spirit of the age that confuses social media as ministry. This is ministry. This book is called the book of the law. This one. I'm not talking about public opinion, where somebody says what he likes. Others are saying, but you know, I'm also looking at it in this direction. A friend of mine posted on Facebook and said, God is a God of love. God is a God of love. His character is love. Love is why he is who he is. Is that not true? Is that not true? He says anyone who says any other thing is not preaching the New Testament. So I went into the column. I said, because you are my friend, I will respond to you. Because people know me with you. And if I don't talk, they will think I validate you. So I responded to him publicly. He's not only the God of love. He's the God of vengeance. He's the same God who says, vengeance is mine. He go to me, I will repay them. So So I gave him scriptures from New Testament. I didn't even go to Old Testament. I gave him scriptures where Paul brought judgment on a man for standing in his path to winning a soul. And the man became blind. I said, is that not the God of love? That is God's love. Because if the guy is smart, from that blindness, he will know Christ. Huh? It's an act of love. So when I finished giving him three scriptures, because you don't go into that kind of space. You throw things in the air carelessly, thinking that you are trying to help the body of Christ, not knowing that you are becoming rioters and working against the advancement of the kingdom. I have done it before. I have also repented. When you take stuff and put it on the airspace, you cannot control who sees it. You cannot control who comments. You cannot control whatever feedback that is going to come out of it. Who has made you a judge over another man's servant? Those are some of the attitudes you must put down so that you won't be doing 2 steps forward, 18 steps backwards. We must take the subject of soul winning very importantly. When we get to heaven, those are one of the major yardsticks for assessing anybody. Sule, it will never be by how many messages you preached.
Yes, sir.
You can preach your message. Is it not because there are people there to listen? Huh? If there was nobody there to listen, and you go into the street, how you will know the futility of your message is when you go to the streets and realize you can't preach it. That you have to now step the gas down so that the brother that is Alpha Adams, you know, can actually listen to you. Where is Adams? Ah. I found his brother. You know, when you get to the street and you see people like, how many people did we see there smoking igbo and all? I don't care about your Jesus or what the heck are you talking about? Or drinking beer and you say Jesus. Ose was preaching to close to about 200 people there or there about why they were drinking. Took a microphone, was sharing the word. Please, let's do away with all these gossip partners. Let's look for soul winning partners.
Hallelujah.
Do away with gossip partners. Do away with friends that all you do is you analyze recent movies and series and seasons. Do away with them. It's coming soon. The next 10 years, the faith of many will shake. It will shake because everything that we thought we knew and we held as a basis for people to follow Christ, science will disprove it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They are coming. They are coming.
My friend said in Australia, when through the study of genetics, they can grow body parts. If your maybe one arm was cut off in an accident, they will use your DNA to grow that ham back. Just charge you $400,000. And then you are here saying, let's believe Jesus can do it. Jesus. And the doctor is asking, why do you need Jesus to do it if you can just pay $400,000 with guarantee? So when you open your mouth and say there is nothing like miracles, you have stated your case, but weaken the resolve of a man whose life depends on one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there are some of us, our life depends on one. Okay? Depend on what? On a miracle. Because we know that we are already in a corner. If God does not cover our shame, we'll be in trouble. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can't do it. All these things have their place. It's just like you come into a house, there's a place for your flowers, there's a place where your flat screen, huh? There's somewhere now imagine you put your flat screen where the flower vase is. You know, there's some kind of disorder. It's the same thing. Second Corinthians 5:17. Come on, say I'm a soul winner. Come on, say I'm a soul winner. Verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth, I like that. Know we no man after the flesh, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, we know him no more. Verse 17. Therefore, that's based on verse 16. If any man be in Christ, that man is who? Talk to me. The word new creature then means that he has never existed before. He doesn't have a past. If he killed before, that man is dead. Old things have what? Behold. How many things? The curse in your family. Is that included?
Yes.
That premature death thing, is it there? That thing about spiritual husbands, is it there?
Yes.
How many things did he talk about?
Oh.
Swallowed up by the life. You see, just like when you have a cup of water and then you take a small stone, throw it inside that cup of water. What happens to the stone? It goes down. Immersed by the power and the weight of the water. Right? That's what happens when a man comes to Christ. They just dump you inside him. So your life is now regulated by the force of the environment you now find yourself. Why is this not the case with many people? Because there are certain things a miracle cannot resolve. It takes the word. Are you hearing me now? I said there are certain things that are not within the authority grasp of miracles. But they fall under the category of what? Learning under the word. If not, you will keep running helter skelter. You will keep changing houses, thinking that's because the spirit husband knows where your house is. You just need to sit down and see what has been provided for. Come on, say I'm free. Say
I'm free.
Now, when we say these things, I'm not speaking like a Yoruba man. You know, Yoruba people, they like to always say positive things, even when things are going out of hand. I'm telling you because the scripture says, by the words of your mouth, you shall be snared, and by the words of your mouth, you shall be what? Delivered. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. When you go out and share the gospel with people, let them know that there's no part of their life that the blood will not get to. Let them know that when God says he has forgiven them, he means it. He did it before they ever showed up, and he stands by his decision. And that God's decision for redemption was a token of his love to them. When you go and you try to share the scriptures with people, am I clear at the back? When you share the scripture with people, don't be too excited about quoting too many Bible verses. People relate better with testimonies. The story of a changed life. People relate with that. The story of a what? Of a changed life. There was a man that was going to die, and Isaiah came to him and said, clean up your house. And I don't know, maybe this is a word for somebody. Say, clean up your house, for thus saith the Lord, you are going to die. And when the prophet turned around, the Bible says that king turned to the world and he began to pray. And he said, God, say the dead cannot praise you. Now, you see, I would have assumed that was a general statement. Is he saying that if he died, there will be nobody on earth to praise God? What was so particular about his praise that it became a powerful negotiating tool? You see, I don't know if you're a praiser until I see you come into affluence. I don't know if you're a praiser, but when you can afford to get your own driver and cross your leg at the back, and then you stop coming early to church, you stroll in just about the time you know the message is going to start. There are certain things we cannot be too quick about when it involves you, because we have not seen you in money, we have not seen you in affluence. But when a king with a crown of his head says, God, you know that the dead cannot praise you. What he was saying is that there is a way I praise you that every other person will not be on this earth. There's nobody that will praise you the way I do. And God sent the same prophet. He said, go back. The result of that quadratic equation is that we have added 15. That was one of the few people on earth who knew the day they would die. You don't understand? He knew the year he was going to die. And yet people want to give you the impression that nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows. All those English sorry looking. Those things that put us under the weight of mortality that we call Christianity. So what does that tell me? I'm going to take soul winning like it is my job. And I'm going to tell them it was Jesus who died for them. Yes. And in 2021, I'm going to get my praise to an all new level. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise him. Because the days will come, you won't be able to pray. Then your praise will become your negotiating tool. You know, because in this part of the world, don't be deceived to think people are praising God when they dance. People do more than that when they listen to secular music. Do I have a witness? Do you know when we are in church, and I don't think we do that here. I don't think we tell people, you are not dancing. If you do that, you are not singing in the church again. You understand? You can't. I don't like the way you are dancing. How is that your business? But you have 10 minutes to do what you need to do and get out. You are right. I was in a church where the person leading used 2 minutes to rebuke everybody for not dancing. Okay, you to give us sweet song. You alone at my heart desire. And I love. Brother, are you not happy? I'm not happy. Get out of that place now. Let's move on with the service. I'm not happy. Get out. Just move on. Let's move on. You to give us sweet song. Because the day you decide to ask sweet song, it will be that day that, because that church, the keyboardist, sometimes he plays in clubs. So he comes to the church drunk, half drunk. How many of you agree with me that the only place you are never motivated to dance is when you hear some of this secular music? Am I lying? You even do it better than the one who sang it. And then you now wonder why God looks at you with one eye when you say that we have come to praise him with our David dance, and he's asking Michael, is that not your friend? Your praise has not gotten to a new level until you don't require external motivation. I say your praise has not gotten to a new level until you no longer require
external motivation. Your keyboard is inside of you. Your guitar is inside of you. Your drum set is beating the right drum. It doesn't matter what nobody is saying or whatever. In fact, it doesn't matter if the keyboardist doesn't like your face or the person on the stage doesn't like your dance step. You brought everything and you are just playing it inside of you and you're having fun all by yourself. But it just amazes me how one man with one statement can reverse a death order. The principles with which our fathers won are still the same principles with which what we are going to win in 2021. One other thing you must pay attention to. Let me round up in 10 minutes so that we can... This year, I want to admonish you. Do not be spiritually naive. There are some things we do and we think God understands. We think so to our own peril. Do you know how old God is? Do you have an idea? They stopped counting. He stopped celebrating birthdays. They just call him Ancient of Days. And the word day is what? 1,000 years. I said the word day is what? 1,000 years. I was watching a research. Scientists have concluded that the earth is 13.2 billion years old. Fact. It's concluded now. It's not an argument anymore. Calculation within time. So, before time. Do you see how God detests frivolity? That is why we must be very careful. If you want to give him glory, give him the glory. If you know you will not be faithful to give him the glory, don't ask for his help. Because he said, I am the Lord, my glory. Will I not share? I don't care who you are. I will not share it. The day you touch it, you die. Ah! You see, when I read these scriptures and I see those saying God is a God of love, I'm wondering which Bible are they reading? He's a God of love and he allows you to touch his glory. How do we touch his glory? We touch his glory when we become too familiar with him. At every point in time, you must know who you are dealing with. Your father, your God, the one who called you. There are different levels you need to understand him. Generally, it's your father. But when he gives you a task, it is not the father that sent you. So you will need to report. You know, you don't go there and sit and say, Daddy, I'm sorry, I couldn't win it. That's so, but I try. I want to have another meeting and see how we are going to go and storm that place. So you couldn't get it done. I said, no. But we tried. Say, my son, we don't reward effort. We reward result. We don't reward effort. We reward result. Did you get it done? No. Why didn't you get it done? Knowledge gap. Sit down. We'll send somebody else. And you may think that's not like God. God showed a vision to Peter and said, go to the Gentiles. And he said, I cannot touch anything that is unclean. Is that not what he said? And God looked for that man. Say, you sit down in Jerusalem.
become the Pope. Make you the first Pope. The first Pope has a wife. I don't know why these ones don't have wives, but it's okay. Anyway, it's not our Peter that is the Pope. It's just convenient to say it's Peter, but it's just convenient. Because that Pope, even though he was in Jerusalem, he was winning souls. He was working miracles. His shadow was healing the sick.
Hey, glory.
So where is your own Pope from? Many times decay sets in when we begin to add paraphernalia of office and we begin to add color and we begin to feel special. That is when men play too. And they can no more move for God. Because all of a sudden, I am right, Reverend, Doctor, Eminence, Bishop. You can't do God's work like this. They asked him, who are you? He said, I'm the Son of Man. So all these things you have gathered now behind your name, is it on the same work? Bright, Reverend, His Eminence. I heard, do you know what it means to be called His Eminence? There's even one that I saw, His Holiness. And I became afraid. Don't be swayed by all those distractions. Don't be swayed by all those distractions. Don't be swayed. There are many people, they are not showing signs now, but they have those idols. You see, this thing, you won't know unless you take you to the lab and test you. It doesn't show on the face. Do away with all these contraptions. There is work to be done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't be naive. There is a way God wants His food served. And anybody can win a soul. Say amen.
Amen.
Anybody can win a soul. I challenge you. That thing you are praying to God for. I know you have not won up to 50 souls in a year before. Give Him 100 souls. Then bring those souls to Him and say, Father, these are your children. According to your word, if I seek your kingdom and its advancement, every other thing shall be added. Here I am, Lord. Perfect what concerns me. Many of us are just, and I know we are not here because it's a new year resolution and all. But many of us have actually been stealing from God. And because He even has enough, He just keeps, you know, they don't even like the thing to be there for too long, so they keep giving it. This year, don't owe God testimonies.
Yes, yes, sir.
Except it's not God that did it, too. Don't owe God any glory that is due to Him. Sometimes people share testimony and I'm wondering what on earth they are talking about. Testimony should answer four questions. What happened? Talk to me, Kenny. What happened? How did it happen? What God did? What else? What happened? Kenny, talk to me. What happened? How it happened? What happened? Now there is same thing now. What happened? What you did? What God did? Where you are now? Going and posting like, I was jobless, now I have a job. How is that a testimony? We don't know if you gave somebody something at the back. Don't be naive. It is not your testimony that will make God feel like God. But if you are here to give Him all the glory, do it like you are grateful. Someone still hearing me now? Are you still here? You know, this is not a message. I'm just talking to you. 2021, harvest word. We must be seen to be very serious people. Huh? We must be seen to be what? Serious people. When it has to do with God, we become very touchy. Our heart for God, our love for God, must be such that it can cut ties with anybody. Ah, are we still here? Come on, are we still here? Who is going? And who didn't go? It's not the issue. What is your own decision? This year, we will not seek after vain things. Anything that is not going to help us further the gospel, we don't need it. He has given us all good things to enjoy. You can sit there and be using human wisdom to calculate whether it is right to do crossover service or whether you see, some people have turned Twitter to church. We can sit down there and be trying to calculate whether it's not actually just a custom. It doesn't really matter. That's why you close your church since March up till now, waiting for vaccine. So where is the offense of the cross? If truly what you are saying is true, where is the offense of the cross? Because anywhere the cross stands, there must be offense.
Yes, 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 yes.
Anywhere you see the cross of Christ, somebody must be offended. And people are now sharing the stupid tweet and saying, see, he has said it, his wisdom is unmatchable, his wisdom is this. 2021, select who you will listen to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If something sounds too scintillating, it might be half-truth.
Word.
You say there's nowhere in scripture that says we should do crossover service. Okay, but we are doing it. But we are doing it now. Whose problem is it? Go to Idumota and see the madhouse there. And a fellow minister is saying contraptions. If I spend my time waiting on the Lord, if I spend my time seeking the Lord, that His will be done in my life, and then I come out after 3 weeks and I pick my phone and I open it and the first thing I'm seeing it is, no, it's not compulsory for you to do crossover. Yes, I know it's not compulsory. But your own motive is the one that I'm questioning. If you now say your church should be only online church, what happens to the people on the streets without data? Then if you say online church is the new church for 21st century, then the question is, how do I know if my brother has backslidden? If the only time we meet is online, do you understand what I'm saying? That if the only time we see, because I can log in on Mixella, drop it in and walk away and be watching Outpost. There's one film, The Outpost.
Yes,
if you are not there, you are not there. If you know it, you know it. You know it. Yourself, they're there. We are there. You can be watching Mandarin, Abi Mandali, or something. You can be there and just put, shout amen, type it. Amen. Just, meanwhile, pastor is here sweating. Half of last year, every online prayer meeting we had, my fan broke down. I suspect it was an attack. But so most of the time, you see me wiping my face. And then somebody is there with Outpost or Korean film. You just log in. But the result is showing, you know. Ah, for those who are dead, the result is showing, you know. God is not mocked. That's the thing. Pastor will not know. In fact, God will not give him a word of knowledge. Abi, in your mind, you are smart. See, don't be spiritually naive. Now, there was the last prayer meeting of the, I think there was a prophetic word I gave about a particular lady that I said something was done when she was younger, blah, 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 and I said something. Now, if that lady was not in that meeting, oh, of course, she contacted me. And that prophecy, it's either you or not. It's not like somebody say you have headache. No, no, no. It's either you or not. The day I spoke to Mama about the witchcraft going on in her shop, if Mama was not in church that day, God is not mocked. Why didn't God go and fix it in the house? Why didn't God say, ah, my daughter, there are witches in her shop. Let me go and clear them. In absentia. Please, however you see what I'm saying, don't let people push you into second-guessing God. You don't know where God is standing, keep quiet. Because this year is going to be a year of warfare. We are going to take more territories. And we won't take it in communion. We will seize it. Everything they are trying to do is to take our voice from us. But now we will say, if we perish, we perish. There is no way we would have read the book of Daniel if some four boys didn't stand. There's no way. There won't be need to write the book. It was the resolve of four boys who it looked like God was not faithful to when they brought them to Babylon. I hope you know those guys were good Christians. It wasn't in Babylon they learned consecration. No. They have been living like that. That is why it was easy for them to replicate. Are you still here? So because some say, why did God allow me come to this kind of place? And God, you know I served you. I was head usher. I was head boy. I was head girl. Although, you see, and God already planned that he was going to elevate them there. I hope you know that they castrated those boys. Oh, you didn't know? Yeah. And God washed. God was taking tea. Why they were castrating Daniel and his three friends. Those boys were eunuchs. And yet they stood by their consecration. My brother, if they castrate you, the only thing we remain are to die now. Just die. You just put me inside if I might die. There's no, what are we talking about? There's nothing now. What will you remain? Okay, what now? What? What are you going to do that you have not already done? Just keep me. See, as I am, I have nothing in this world. Just keep me. You have finished me. There are people I pray for. Thanks. And the prayers are usually not answered. And I know why, but I can't tell them. One of the reasons is that they are careless people. They commonize spiritual things. So when I spend like 3 weeks, 4 weeks fasting, praying, they are enjoying their life. Then they have a problem, they run to me. And they want one magic to do it. And I know that, I already knew the prayer would not be answered before I prayed. But so that they will not, I said, if I begin to lecture them there, they will think I'm a bad person. Don't be naive. There is a way God wants his food served. God is not a man. If you follow him with all your heart, he will change your life. Say amen. The mistake I made today was that we said we'll just come 10 to 12 plus. I would have said we'll come shut down for 6 hours. Feasting on the word. We won't pray. Just feasting on the word. Feasting. Because one thing is clear. Our word level in this Lagos is already -0. And we have nobody to tell us the truth. Because we don't want you to leave the church. God forbid. And that's why it's easier to say praise worship 1 hour. Exhortation 15 minutes. But there's nothing to talk about. The book is closed even to the minister.
There was a day I came to the church here and I got to the pulpit. I wanted to preach and I started weeping. And people thought I was overwhelmed with the presence of God. I wasn't. I didn't even know when I started weeping. All my children were sick. My wife was sick. I was overwhelmed. I still needed to preach. And I came to the altar and then I was just weeping. No, I was singing and people maybe just felt, oh, he's lost in the glory of God. He's lost. Oh, Shekinah, Shekinah. Show me your scars. Show me your scars. What has your following him cost you? That is how you know the kind of power you will walk in 2021. Don't let anybody deceive you. If any man will come after me, let him take his cross and follow me. No cross, no crown. No cross, no evidence that you've met him. Because your journey will start from the cross. And at the end of the day, when your time is done and your assignment is settled, you will get back to that cross. Where it will not have been your righteousness, but the grace of God that has brought you thus far. So, I don't want you to do New Year resolution. Just decide. Decide that this year you are going to do a lot of things differently. Decide you are going to pray for lost souls. Pray for cities. Take a city or two. Adopt it in this nation. Take a state or two. Adopt it. Do you know that if the glory of God manifests in a Katsina, do you know Katsina has very little Christian impact? Do you know of three thriving churches in Katsina? Joss is doing better than Katsina by far. Why don't you adopt Katsina and say every Monday? Don't try to do it every day because that's where you're going to defeat yourself. Every Monday, I'll pray for Katsina and I'll pray for Gombe. Why? It doesn't have to be when we now announce it. These are the things God is looking at. Those things you decide on your own in your heart. Some of you are waiting for God to say, do it. He will not say it. You decide that from this year, I'm going to take three states. Mondays, I will pray for Katsina, I'll pray for Lagos, or just pick whatever it is that is in your heart. And begin to pray for revival. Begin to pray that God will do something. Because God wants every nation represented. There are people that I know on Facebook, on WhatsApp. People that don't believe all those things you see on WhatsApp. That's just what I'm going to tell you. Except you are selling your business, your market, your whatever. In fact, I'm looking forward to you advertising your business more than all those lies that we tell in the name of God. If I see you advertise your business, I will say hello to you and pray for you. How can a lady who... You know, sometimes it's just amazing and it's painful that the thing you are advising me about on WhatsApp is the same problem you are having. How can you be gossiping with her and telling her that how can Fatima say that one too wants to marry? Is that she, if you feel for the brother that wants to marry her, Fatima? Fatima that cannot lay her bed. And then Fatima came to the room, saw the chat between you and her. Meanwhile, Fatima is the one housing you. You have no house. You are eating Fatima's food. But you are gossiping with... Gosh. Then they brought the matter to me to settle. I don't want to settle those kind of matters. If you bring it, I send you out.
If you are not bringing anything about souls, or let us pray for souls, don't come to me. I'm not settling family quarrels this year. God will settle you people, but not me. It's annoying. You see, when I start shouting, people think, what is pastor? I started again. I keep telling you, God doesn't have a WhatsApp number. And I keep telling you, it's not on Facebook. You people don't know why I keep shouting this. It's because of the things I'm... I refuse to do some counseling this year. The same, you now. After you now left the house, because you have to move out now. At least we've caught you. You have to move out. You are now posting, I'm a Jesus girl. Have you given your life to Christ? Hey, Pastor, I just want to tell you that I met this guy. We are engaged. I would like to get married first quarter this year. We are going to see. He's coming to see my parents, and I just thought to let you know. So you keep us in your prayer. Sorry, this is coming late. If I attend to her, I will not be doing justice to the person who is her pastor. Those are prayer contractors. The same message she sent to me, she will send to other people. Ask her to send it to her pastor. She has not. I just say, oh, how are you? Good morning. Compliments of New Year. Blessings, grace. Well, I don't have anything to tell you. Because this is the last opportunity I have to redeem you. Are you hearing anything today? Huh? It is the God of the secret that was in the open. If there is anything you are doing, the impact must be where? In the secret. You must generate that power in the secret. And don't kid yourself. Nothing just happens. So 2021, we are going to fast more. Sometimes I will not tell you beforehand. It will be Saturday night or Sunday night. Fasting 3 days. And when I ask you to come like that, I may not ask you to pray for your needs. We could be praying for Katsina and praying for Damaturu, Ebonyi State. Huh? Some people now, they will not come out and start behaving. It's now when it's 2022. They will say they want to be president. When some people are already campaigning now. Then you want magic to happen. Is that how magic? Even God has stopped putting mouth in Nigeria's. What are the points I've given you before I round up? Soul winning. If you say evangelism, it doesn't carry much weight like soul winning. Because until you win the soul, you are not there. Huh? The force of praise, yeah? Don't be spiritually naive. What else? What? Don't. Okay, that's under being spiritually naive. Number four, and finally. Build spiritual capacity. There are so many capacities you can build. But if you don't want to be standing before one man, I'm saying, please, sir, help us, sir. Please, sir, I'm the one that they said should call you, sir. Please, sir, I'm the one that sent you that text message. Please, sir. Please, sir, help us, sir. If you don't want to do that this year, develop spiritual capacity. I have a reading plan for the study of the word. I have a reading plan. Don't be naive. These are the things, so. You know when I start saying that, what was it? I'm not talking about audio Bible. Please, yeah. Audio Bible is after you've read the Bible. There are some clever things we are doing. Do you realize that before iPad came, we were reading the Bible, we were understanding it. Now that we have so many options, nobody seems to know it again. I didn't say don't use audio Bible. I said it is like a supplement. All those vitamin C. Pick your Bible. Open it. Read it. Meditate. That's the way to go far. Spiritual capacity. When I talk about being naive, I talk about the way we share our testimonies. I got my ring out after like 7 years. I don't even know where the thing is again, sir. But I thank God. Like, I just realize it's not there. Thank God. It's not even the Bible, sir. For some people say that's why I kept my anointing. No, the anointing is still there. It's just that today is family meeting. Spiritual capacity. Every opportunity to feed your spirit. Take it. Take it. Listen to messages. Be selective, but listen to messages. When you are in traffic, plug in and listen. Don't just listen to songs. Listen to songs, but listen to messages. I have some of these instrumentals on my phone. Some of them are up to 1-8 hours. So I can be praying in tongues just listening to instrumentals. Christian instrument, not that cryptic woman from, what's that woman's name? There's one girl I used to listen to, Enya. Don't ask me how I met her. It was when I was in OAU Ife. Anytime you are reading, I think it's not flowing, just bring Enya or Yanni. As if you are going for society meeting. How many of you know? Do you listen to Enya? You see, I'll come and preach. My message on Sunday will be on Sat. I want to deliver all of you who are still listening to. I will give you 8 hours worship music, instrumentals. In those days, when we had problem with Celine Dion, then they gave us Darlene Sec. You know Darlene Sec, when she was younger, used to look like Celine Dion. She has flowing hair. She used to shout to dialogue. We just want to make up for the one we have thrown away. God doesn't have any problem with you being social. You understand? He doesn't have a problem. But everything must be within his limit. So this year, as you build capacity, it's going to be a deliberate decision. It's going to be a what? It's going to be a deliberate decision. When I come on Sunday, if the Lord allows me, that's next tomorrow, I will share with you keys for irreversible progress. Irreversible. That means nothing can be done against it. If you combine them together. The problem is not the key. The problem is whether you can use the key. It's just like you're a member of this church now, you don't like fasting. No, fasting is not interesting. Even when you eat up to 12 in the night, it is hunger that will wake you up. You know what I'm saying? There's a lady, she was always waiting to get pregnant so that she can be free from my wahala. Because any small thing, fasting. So when she got ready, Pastor, I'm pregnant too. I say, you are still going to fast this month. Some people can't wait. You see, but when you build capacity, a time will come. People will love your testimonies, but they don't want to pay your price. Now, let me give you my word of prophecy. If there's anything as a church that we've achieved in the last 5.5 years, this sixth year will replicate everything in 1 year. So when God has given you a word like that, what kind of man should you be? Ego. If God has told you that you have the potential to replicate 5 years' work in 1 year, he now tells you, okay, my son, go and sleep. Say, we sleep. Didn't you hear what you just said? That means you are going to stretch my capacity. No, it's not sleep. It's not sleep. It's not sleep. It's not sleep. You begin to drink fasting like water. Even when you don't plan to, you fast. When you plan to, you fast. Meditating on the scriptures. You see, many of us, our spirits are weak because we don't meditate. We are listening to every junk story out there, but we are not meditating. Meditation is the only way your spirit feeds. He said, even though it tarries, he said, wait for it. For in the end, it shall speak and shall not lie. How do you wait for it? Katuke paila, karuteka, kazupredia, fasutra, even though it tarries. Wait for it. Wait here for it. Katalika, poduzeka. Whoever stays or goes, is not the issue. Even though it tarries, wait for it. Kata proshatle tusa. You wait for it and continue to receive instructions. The same way our fathers had followed is the same way that has been given to us. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. Don't waste your time putting your spiritual energy on the airspace when you have not secured the space with God in the secret. There's a particular brother. I don't want to go personal because people could be watching. That's why this year I want to reduce my counseling. I'll allow David to talk to you. And this is the reason. Some of the things that I would have loved to address, I can't address them because if I do, you will think it's because you have spoken to me. Are you getting me? Do you understand what I just said? You would think it's because you spoke to me and I'm using it as an example, not knowing that I am just trying to address something without regard to you. Somebody invited me for a program at the Redemption Camp. I said I'm coming and I didn't go. Somebody else called me again and said, we are doing a recording, a music recording just for select people. I said to him, I said, Pastor, Asikwa Welawa. That means you are in a season of fasting. He said, I know, man of God. Then he looked at me. He said, it's okay. I said, I won't come. A few days later, somebody called me. Pastor, hey, my wife, she can't give birth. I said, hey, don't transfer your fear to me. Put the phone on speaker. Because at the end of the day, it's still prayer. So don't give me your fear. These things are communicable diseases. What's the issue? Say she's not... Story. She's not in labor and the thing is one kind. I said, okay. The Lord will touch her. She will begin to contract whatever it is they need to do. She's going to have a baby. And I dropped the line. I was here in church on Sunday, during the week. This was where I laid down. Some of you are very strong. I see you sometimes when you come on Sunday, you sleep on this place. Even me, I'm afraid to sleep here. There are some things that won't continue in 2021. Even me, I'm afraid. But you know, God is a merciful God. You know, it's some things he doesn't take from me, but he will take from you, because you are his baby. No, you are his baby now. Me, if I do it, I may go and buy paracetamol later, because it's as if they choke me something. Because you are very holy. When I went to MFM headquarters, on their altar, they wrote holiness unto the Lord. Nobody dare climb the altar. They said, maybe I will look for something like that. Holiness, boldly written. No, and they put it there. Don't climb. There's holiness here. This was where I slept. We were here, and then the brother called again. Say, Pastor, there's a problem. The labor has started. The nurses are nowhere to be found. The doctors are confused. There's nobody on ground. I said, what's the problem? I already prayed for you. He said, my wife, I don't know, like the way she's breathing. I said, okay. You will carry your baby very soon. Today. And I dropped the line and quickly walked away. Because sometimes when you hear the, if you're trying to explain the problem, you can weaken the faith of the person who is supposed to pray. And he called me and said, Pastor, I'm carrying my baby. The next year I saw that same evening, status. When Jesus is in your boat. Child. I say, oh boy. I say, well, what can we say to these things? God, nobody should say that I said you should not. But me too, I do my own thing on status. So. But some things that I really want to put, if I post, you'll be asking if I'm born again. If I'm posting to you about 48 laws of power, you will say, is that, I thought you said that guy is a pastor. He said, just leave me with my Chris. Some things I can't share with you, I can't share with everybody. Under 48, less than 48 hours. The person that they said was, you see, when Jesus is in your boat. I just laughed. Meanwhile, the person shepherding is asking me to come and be singing. No time. I don't have time for such rubbish. They call you. Come, you carry your bag, you go. They say, oh, after it's on the standard worship meeting there, you carry your bag and go. Then from here you go. From here you go. Till they poison you spiritually. Be selective. So that you can build capacity. Be selective. Tell them I'll join online. I'll join online. When I went to Canaan land last year, I had a very unusual encounter. Okay, it's 2 years now. 2019, July, right? After one of the nights, I got home. I got to the where I was lodging. I hope you guys are listening to me. Talk to me. Lucky Church, wave to me. Lucky Church, wave to me. God bless you. Wave to me. I need to. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. On one of the nights, after Papa Oyedepo has spoken to us, I got to my room. I laid on the bed. I was not asleep. How many of you know that kind of vision where you think you are sleeping, but you are not asleep? You just felt like you shut your eyes, and then you see something. Huh? So I had this vision, and I saw liquid fire on top of the building where I was lodging. It was a cloud of fire, actually. And it was red. Burning red. There are many of you who have said to me in this church that while the service is on, you see fire burning around. May I know where it's coming from? That's my signature, actually. So, that's why people like Elijah, they talk about repentance. Repentance is important. There are many people who are not born again. And they are leading praise worship. So I saw that liquid fire, that cloud of fire on top of the building, and I quaked and I opened my eyes. It was until 1 year later from that day that the Lord said to me, what you saw was my power at work on that ground, which I have also given to you. He gave the vision a year before, took another 1 year to tell me what that fire meant. Before you begin to shake like Shakespeare, that is my power at work on that ground. And that is what I have given to you. I'm saying these things now so that tomorrow you won't join them and say, ah, Pastor Benga did something. I have told you before it happens. As we close, make up your mind how you want to be useful for the Lord this year. Is it possible that if you decide to do God's work, God will do your own? Is it possible that if you decide to be faithful, that the Lord will be faithful to you? Is it still true that if we serve the Lord, He will bless our bread, bless our water, and shall remove sickness from our midst? Then if it's true, let us hold nothing back from Him. This year, let us hold what? Nothing back from Him. Let's give Him of our commitment. Let's give Him of our strength. Let's give Him of our finances. Let's give Him of our time. Let's give our bodies. Let us serve Him like there is no tomorrow. God is a faithful God. No man will stand before Him on that day and said, but I served you. He will not owe anybody. God will not owe anybody. Bow your heads. This is the first service of the year. If you are there and you are not born again, I want to have the privilege of leading you to Christ.